Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Big Mo, and I am pleased to welcome you to your podcast main event. Introducing first, your host, he hails from Mexico City, Mexico, presenting Chair Monster, Jose Manuel. I am ready. Our host is ready. Are the listeners ready? No, I said podcast listeners tuning in across the world. Are you ready for Che Monster Talks?
Today's guest is an art creator. He has some of the fucking most amazing masks I have ever seen. He's a creative genius overall. Very weird sense of humor, but I love it. He's also known as Big Nasty. Jimmy Mendoza, what's up, bro?
Dude, how's it going? Thanks for having me on here, bro.
No, thanks for accepting the invitation. I love your content. I wanted to DM you a long time ago, but I was thinking, no, this guy has to be too occupied with all his art, his stickers, and now the reggaeton cover, the Gasolina cover.
Yeah, well, I was actually incredibly busy, and I happened to answer your message by chance. Like, it was the first one that popped up, and in my, when you get a certain amount of messages through your DMs at a certain pace, it gets filtered out, and it says, like, do you want to see the ones here or not? And I was like, yes, and I clicked the first one, and it was yours. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm down for a podcast. Ugh.
That's good luck, I think. That's just pure sheer luck. Now, how did you start getting involved in these, like, alternate, like, dark/horror related art style?
The art style, or I guess I started when I in my earlier days, I used to pretend to draw fan art or fake album artworks for bands and stuff. Like, I would, like, take inspiration from band albums like Slayer, Metallica, and old metal bands like that. And I'd try to take the imagery and replicate it, and took what I liked and then turned it in my own way. And then as my art developed and grew, I was like, I can kind of keep that still theme of, like, the horror and dark spooky stuff, but now make it, like, zany or toony or whatever. So I kind of took one thing that existed and mixed it with whatever's in my head, and now it is what it is.
I love it. The muscles, the little Furby on steroids with the BDSM gear. Will you make t-shirts about that? Because I've seen the stickers.
Oh, I have. I have made t-shirts. Actually, if you click the link in my bio, it'll take you to my link tree. And it'll take you to the website where I sell most of my t-shirts. And I do have them there. And this time it's spelled correctly, as opposed to the way it was spelled in that one Big Nasty video.
I love it. The Big Nasty idea. How did you come up with that? How did you become, because I know the whole arroz con leche thing is something very Hispanic. And how did you start thinking, like, hey, I should combine my Hispanic heritage with some demon paraphilia?
Well, Big Nasty started when I bought the mask as a birthday gift for myself last year. And then I just started doing dumb little videos, little voiceovers, little edits that would come up on TikTok or whatever, you know, like the stuff you'd see on the For You page. And I'd just be like, oh, this is fun. This is nice to decompress and not actually do art and stuff. But then, like, I got a lot of hate, a lot of this kind of content sucks. You're just you're just doing this, you're not doing anything. And I was like, fuck you, whatever, I don't give a fuck, right? So I kept doing it anyway, but it was like months and months of getting shit on. And I was like, you know what, let me just stop posting for a little bit and like rethink. And I like, it's supposed to be a way for me to relax, but now I got people shitting on me for doing what I want to do. So I was like, maybe I'll put a little bit more effort into it and see what I can do. So I like, that's when the arroz con leche video came out, where I like kind of gave the mask a personality, and he became what he is now today, this crazy psychotic demonic arroz con leche demon. And when it comes to the Hispanic heritage and culture all involved in like the videos and stuff, it's just something I'm like really used to. It's just stuff that I'm like, so like I associate myself really easy with that, because that's just like how I grew up, with arroz con leche, palomas y todo eso, cosas de coronavirus, todo eso, sí. But yeah, it's that's just how it happened. I didn't intend for it to blow up, but it just did.
I love it. Actually, I love arroz con leche. I'm Mexican. I live in Mexico City.
Oh, where?
And the fact that you that the demon started screaming about arroz con leche got me hooked. It was like, wait, this guy is actually talking about, okay, I can imagine. I would go, if I was on the underworld, if I'm being honest, I would come back just from some arroz con leche.
You got to have the good arroz con leche. That's what makes you want to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. Not that shitty arroz con leche you would get on a cafeteria, on a school here in Mexico.
No, oh, no, no. Yeah. No. You want the good homemade extra aguada con azúcar.
Abuelita made arroz con leche. Yeah. That's the good shit.
Yeah, that's the good shit. Yeah. But yeah, it all just started because honestly, it was like one of the first thing that popped into my head, like that big long pause in the video. Like the whole 1,200 pounds of arroz. I'm like, what are you saying? Con leche. Oh, God damn it. Now it's stuck. All right. It is what it is now. It's just like an on-the-spot kind of thing.
I love it. And now that you've released the Gasolina cover, the demonic Gasolina cover, I fell in love with it. I thought, this is the best thing I've ever heard on my fucking life.
I'm glad a lot of people really received that very well, because like it was supposed to be just a dumb joke video, because like I was on the way back from dropping off orders for art, and I was listening to reggaeton on the way back home, and then Gasolina popped up and I was getting into it, and I started screaming Gasolina and the metal vocals in the car, and I was like, wait a minute,
this could be into something. Yeah, you were into something. Yeah.
So like I went home and I just did like a dumb 20-second karaoke version of like the first half of the song. And that was it. That was supposed to be it. Nothing more. But then that video was so well received, like damn near passing 11 million. Like, and I'm just like, man, all right, fine. I'll do a full cover version. And then I did it. And like, I mean, it was more well received than I was thinking it was going to get. Because it wasn't supposed to be more than like a 20-second dumb video, and that's it.
It was an amazing fucking video. Like even this, it is a very short plot, but the fact that you are listening to Big Nasty singing to it at 12:40 on the afternoon,
yeah.
And they think you're asking them that, like, what the fuck are you actually partying this fucking early? And you didn't invite me. That fucking shit made me laugh. It was amazing.
Thank you. I tried. Like I said, it was that kind of videos. Those take a while to do because of the whole voice acting thing. But yeah, I'm glad it came out really nice.
Now you're telling me you. We have already developed a short array of characters, but there's many of them now. Like the one with that's always smiling. I don't remember the name.
Oh yeah, there's a number of characters now. I want to say there's Big Nasty, which is the main character. There's Wet Socks, which is the only human character. Then there's Thorn, Big Nasty's other brother in crime. But I haven't formally introduced him yet, as well as I did Xeris, which is the white mask with that's always smiling. But I nicknamed him Biscuit Lips because he looks like he ate something super dry like a biscuit, and his lips are stuck to his teeth. Hence why I called him Biscuit Lips.
I love all your characters. Big Nasty obviously is the favorite one, and I think I actually have the same leather jacket that Big Nasty is always wearing.
No way, that's what's up. Dude, that jacket actually was a gift from one of my homies back in the rock and roll days. He got it to me as a gift for New Year's, and I really loved that jacket. And because I really loved it, I wanted to have something painted on it, and I went to another homie who did art and painted the job, one of the Job for a Cowboy album arts on the back, because I was really into Job for a Cowboy back then. And I was like, I would not regret this art on the back of this leather jacket. Oh my goodness. So I went and got that done. I'm sorry, dog. It's been a long day.
Don't worry, bro. This isn't my podcast. This is your podcast. This is your moment to shine and do whatever the fuck you want to.
What is my moment? Shit, I'm going to fart right now. Huh? Sorry, dog.
No, it's okay, bro. You can do whatever the fuck you want, bro. Now, if I'm being honest, I'm a huge fan of your masks. I want to get some of those, some really fucking nice masks. Mm-hmm. But they're fucking expensive, bro.
Yeah, they're costly. That's why I said I only bought that as one and only gift for me, but lo and behold, I fucking end up buying like four more in the course of 1 year. I'm just like, I that's like my main. It's like some people love collecting plants, some people love collecting antiques and trinkets. I love spooky masks. But yeah, they have an option now where you can buy through credit on Immortal Mask, so you don't actually pay $700, $800 on the spot. You just pay like $30 or $40 a month, and then that's it.
Okay, that's a way better option. Now, have you ever said the spooky mask stay sung during sexy time?
I've not brought it up because those masks are like a real chore to wear. So I can't imagine even wearing a mask in the sexy time, if you know what I'm saying. Because look, when I'm in that thing, you've worn surgical gloves, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine the tightest surgical gloves that fit your hand and then go down a size smaller. That's what it's like wearing these masks. Fuck. Not only are they tight, but they're like kind of heavy. And like for Big Nasty, the only holes are his nose and mouth and two tiny dots for the eyes. And it's just, it can be really tight and claustrophobic sometimes. So like it becomes a lot, man, wearing those masks. I'd say like my favorite out of all that I have when it comes to wearing them easily is the Xeris one, the pale white one. Because it's just a faceplate. It doesn't move at all. It's just, you put it on, boom. What takes 1 second, where everything else takes like 5, 10, 20 seconds, depending, to get it on.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I would imagine, like, I've seen the memes of, like, for example, your, where on Latin America is your family from? Exactly. Mexico?
I want to say Mexico City.
Oh, okay.
Awesome, yeah.
You know how fucking hardcore fans of soccer, well, football, our people are.
Yeah. I know that for sure. I live with one. My dad's super into soccer. Whenever a game comes on, he just like, everybody be quiet. Let me watch my game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now I have a friend who once told his girlfriend, who asked his girlfriend to put on a Cristiano Ronaldo mask for sexy time. That's why I'm asking.
Hey, man. If she ain't going to do it, he going to find somebody else who will. You know what I mean?
Bro, exactly. Oh, man. Exactly. And let's face it, Cristiano Ronaldo is a pretty handsome man.
Yeah, he is. little gemstone of a human.
Let's face it, even if you're straight, if Cristiano Ronaldo told you, hey, do you want to make out? You would at least think about it.
You'd sit there and consider. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean exactly. But I know you could buy a Cristiano Ronaldo mask. But what? Like, is it an accurate one?
No, it's a shitty one. As far as I know, it was a shitty one. I don't want to think that my friend was spending $800 on a really good Cristiano Ronaldo mask for sexy time. Yeah.
That'd be really weird. Just a little weird. Not my kind of weird, but it's okay. To each their own, I guess.
To each their own, bro. Like, the fact, maybe after this, you will ask your lady to put on the big nasty mask for sexy time.
Oh, man. Now, look, if I were to wear one during sexy time, it would be the Xeris one. Because, like I said, that's the easiest one to put on. But it's also, like, I think it's the scariest one out of all that I have. Because it's just a blank face.
It's weird. I love it.
Yeah.
When he was holding the boombox.
Yeah, that's him. He was holding the boombox. There was actually a snippet at the end of the original audio video where Xeris was dancing and swinging his hips. Yeah. But I felt if I were to continue it, I would get flagged as sensitive content. Because apparently his face is too disturbing for TikTok. And, like, any video with him in it is marked as sensitive content. I'm like, this is some pussy shit, bro. It's just a dude with a very happy face. You can't just be this. That's some pussy shit, bro.
They don't want us to be happy. That's what happens. They don't want us to be happy.
Yeah. TikTok's not for that.
Well, but if you asked your lady to wear any of your masks for sexy time, I would ask for the big nasty one, just for the story, you know, just to say, yeah, I did this stupid shit
for the story of the sexy time with a big nasty mask.
Exactly.
Oh man, it would get so sweaty.
The problem is now, imagine if some love fluids got into that shit. It would be hard to clean that shit.
No, not love fluids. No. Well, you actually can wash the mask because it is silicone. You just wash it and with soap and stuff. But, like, I don't want to clean love fluids out of it.
Yeah. Just the big nasty porn. Just like a sex tape while wearing a big nasty mask.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so... That sounds like an extreme sport by itself.
Probably. Like wearing the mask and doing that kind of stuff, yeah.
You need to train for that. You need to get the cardio, because I can imagine it's hard breathing on that shit.
Oh, yeah, it's really hard. I can only stay in there for so long because it's so constricting around the neck. Like, I guess this one was an in-stock item, so, like, it came a little... You know, people put it on to, like, make sure it fits perfectly and stuff. So it came a little used, but that's fine. And then there was the new one that I ordered, and it was, like, made to order for me. The brimstone mask, but I call it Thorn, the one with all the spikes on it. And that one, ooh, that bitch fit like a glove. It was so clean. It smelled so fresh. Oh, it was so new, and I love that one. But I just, like, I'm ashamed I haven't been able to do much of it, because funny thing with that one, the eyeball parts are, like, they show my real eyes.
Yeah.
And I did not take that into account. It shows my real eyes. It shows my real teeth. So, like, I actually, to kind of fit into the lore, I'm kind of, like, pretending that Thorn just has pretty boy eyes. So, like, he's a handsome-eyed demon with these long eyelashes and pretty lips, and that's the only handsome part about him. But everything else is just ugly.
We all met guys that look like that.
Yeah, like, he's handsome everywhere else, but, like, I mean, he's handsome in the eyes, but everywhere else, ooh, Lord, no. You need to turn the lights off for that.
Hey, switch their own. Like, maybe you're into really pretty eyes and very nice eyelashes.
Mm-hmm. But I need to do a skit that introduces him at some point, but I don't know yet, because, like, I still haven't formally introduced Xeris. Like, the last time I did a skit with him was the where he kidnaps Wet Sox, and yeah. he's supposed to have him tied to a chair, and Big Nasty's going to try to fight him. Zeus beats him up, sends him to the Netherworld. Big Nasty basically grabs Thorn, and there's like a lot of, it's actually a whole like written out story I have down on paper. It's just like, I don't have the time to do it right now because those take forever to film.
They are worth it, if you ask me. They are amazing clips. They are a whole fucking universe, the Nastyverse, right?
Basically, yeah. I like that, the Nastyverse. I actually really like that. Do you mind if I use that?
Please, go ahead. From a beaner to another beaner.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll do it. From a All right, I'll do it. The big Nastyverse. The Nastyverse.
The Nastyverse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, oh, my goodness. Now, I remember the fact that the devil was like trying to test Big Nasty because he wasn't being that good of a demon at his job of being a demon. When he was only caring about the arroz so con leche.
Yeah, so what happened was one of my homies flew in from Texas to help me film these skits, and when he arrived, we wrote all the stories like on the spot. We wrote out the plot, who was gonna be what we're gonna do, and it was basically like Big Nasty trying to prove to himself to everybody that he's still like a vicious demon dude, that he ain't nobody to fuck with, and yada yada yada. But like in the end, like as the story goes, he turns out he's fucking in love with Wet Sox just because like he makes him feel more alive in a way. I can't go full into detail because I would rather the people come to their own conclusions and make their own assumptions. Because some people think they're dating, but I'm not going to confirm or deny that because it's more fun hearing what people have to think. Big Nasty turns on his own like demon leader, and he ends up like just keeping Wet Sox's back and having his back for everything, and then. There was actually a missing episode that we filmed that I kind of like lost the footage to in regards to that series, the Diablo versus Big Nasty, where it was like Big Nasty comes back and then he kicks out the Ninoski demon, turns Wet Sox back into a normal human, and then they share it out with a hug. But like my phone had broke that had the footage and I can't really retrieve it now. So like that's just gone. Like when it happened, my homies left back. Homie went back to Texas, and my friend went back to where she's part of town. And yeah, so that kind of whole thing ended up on a cliffhanger. But you can pretty much assume what happened because like the story continued.
Exactly. Now, recurring characters on the Nastyverse.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is the most powerful one, aside of Arroz con Leche, if you can consider it a canonic character?
Of the most powerful characters in the Big Nastyverse, like the characters I have that live in the house.
Yeah.
Well, you said apart from Big Nasty.
Apart of Arroz con Leche, bro. Arroz con Leche is even more powerful than that. Even if though it's not a character, it's like the Kryptonite.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, if apart from them, I would say... I don't know, dude. I haven't really thought that deep into it. Like, they're just demon dudes. Like, I would almost say, like, Zerus would be, because he's not just, like a kind of demon. He's more like... He's like a... demon that, like, say a demon would try to possess one person, Zerus would like be able to mentally control 10 or 12 people. Like, there was like, can I spoil a skit for you I have in mind? I was gonna do one where Zerus gets his ass kicked by Big Nasty.
Okay, but, yeah,
so Zerus tries to like get backup, so he goes into like a police station and he just mind controls everyone there and gives them demon powers. So he basically turns them all into like fledglings or demon fodder. So he's got like other Xeris demons to come and fight against Big Nasty. But the masks that I want to be for demon fodder haven't arrived yet. So that's why I haven't filmed that scene yet either.
I can't wait to see that. It sounds amazing.
It's going to be a ton of work, though, because TikTok, like I said, is sensitive. So I got to find a way how to hide, like, police shooting gunshots. Xeris is actually going to introduce himself by snapping one of their necks. And there's going to be, like, a fighting. There's going to be a fight scene, dude. That's what I wanted to do. But, like, I gotta be careful. I might do, like, a baby version to put on TikTok. And then one that's like, if you want to see the rest, you got to go to YouTube. Ooh, woo. That kind of shit. So you got to check it out on YouTube so I don't actually get fucking banned on TikTok. Because they'll do that to you, bro. They'll ban you for no reason.
Damn, that fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not very fucking interesting. And I can't wait to see that. Now, the idea of the muscular curve of the muscular what was the name, the muscular Furby.
Oh, the muscle Furby.
Yeah How did the idea come up? Why did you thought like, what happened if this guy and Arnold Schwarzenegger had a child?
So what happened was, one of my homies who goes by Art Attack is really into Furbies, and she kind of like really suggested, hey, do a Furby. And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do a fucking Furby, but I'm gonna fucking roy the hell out of him. So I'm gonna just made him like, I took the Furby idea and made him like a little menacing, and like I think his muscles were visibly threatening, which was the goal that I wanted to do, well, the goal that I was aiming for when I did it.
And the kind of BDSM gear is
just, oh yeah, that was more, that was what she did. She did that. My homie did that. I didn't do the kinky shit. She did that. Yeah. Yeah, she added the extra spice onto it. I just drew the muscles.
Hey, it's a great combination, you know, like Furby, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and a little bit of gay hardcore porn.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds nice. Now Is the plot with the arroz con leche and Big Nasty, will we ever see like him getting sick over it? Like, no, I just had too much. I don't need it anymore in my life.
I don't think Big Nasty. Well, like, so I don't think Big Nasty would ever get sick of arroz con leche, just because, like, as a demon, for him, he's not necessarily eating for nourishment. He's eating for pleasure. So, like, he could eat tons and tons of it and, like, never get full in a way, because he's just not – he doesn't need it. It's just really fucking good. So that's why he eats it. There's not necessarily, I need this for protein or nutrients and blah, blah, blah. Nah, it's just bushing.
bushing. Okay. That's the good shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Now the other demons, will they have like an addiction to any other Mexican desserts, or will only or Big Nasty?
I think it's just arroz con leche. They're all gonna like share the same love for the main food, which is arroz con leche, just because like it's a very sweet, like one of my favorites, honestly. And I had ideas of doing skits where they're like having demon dinners, where they're sitting down and passing the plate and sharing stories of where they, what have they done? And be like, you remember when we went to the zoo? And then it cuts to being in the zoo and then Big Nasty getting flailed around by an alligator or something. But I don't know where I'm going to find a gator, but like that won't tear me apart. You know what I mean? It's just like an idea. Like these are all ideas. I have all these ideas already cooking up, and like, that's just one, but I need time and money to do this kind of shit, dog. It's really time and money consuming.
Will we ever see a lady demon?
Ooh, I actually thought about that. Yeah. I've had ideas of reaching out to some other content, demon content creators, and having them to be a love interest for Big Nasty or Zerus or Thorn or just anybody, just to have a love interest or whatever. And it was going to be a lady, but then I was like, but Big Nasty's kind of got a thing for wet socks, and I'm not confirming or denying that either. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a lady. It just had to be a love interest. You know, somebody Big Nasty would find attractive, you know? And I didn't want to be too specific about it, because that's, I want the people to just like watch the story unfold and then be like, oh my God, let it unfold on its own. Let them like just enjoy it for whatever it is. But when it comes to like, when back to your question, because I trailed off, a female demon, there will be a female demon eventually. Yeah. There will be. Yeah.
But if you mean
a love interest, that might be a little further down the road.
Okay. Now, I can imagine that Big Nasty, I don't know why, but I get like bisexual vibes out of him.
Well, I'll put it this way. I want to try to word it without sounding like just too straightforward. Like Big Nasty will like, if it breeds and he can have sex with it, he probably would fuck it.
Okay. Okay. Now this brings me up to the next question about the development of our favorite and most popular character, which is Big Nasty. Does Big Nasty has the sickness for the thickness?
Oh, of course. He likes them.
I was kind of expecting that. I don't know why, but even the attitude, especially the leather jacket, tells me he has the sickness for the thickness.
Yeah, he's down with the sickness.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's down for the thickness.
He's definitely down.
Has your family seen your skits or your sketches or however?
They totally have. There's like it was the Gasolina video that popped up on my parents' phone, and they're like, "Kichinga, is this mijo? Is mijo?" And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll be doing that demon shit. And they're like, ay Dios mío, mijo. ¿Cuántos views? Ay Dios mío. And I'm like, cool. It is what it is. It pays the bills, bro.
¿Ellos no les gusta la gasolina?
No, they don't like it. They're like, they don't like none of the demon shit, dude. They're super católicos.
Damn. What a fucking shame. No, well, that's part of growing up Hispanic, you know? You at least need to have at least one, like, super religious aunt.
Oh, no, yeah. I have, I've always grown up like that. Going to church wasn't always necessarily my choice. I didn't always enjoy it either. I don't remember much times where I did enjoy it because I didn't want to be there at the time. I felt like I was forced to do it. So I didn't really like the vibe with it. It felt more like a threat. You got to go to church if you want to go to heaven or whatever. But now I'm just like playing PlayStation, making art and doing demon shit. Just living my life.
What do you play on PlayStation?
I do... Well, the last game I played was Resident Evil, Resident Evil Village. And that was a while ago. And then before that, I was playing Pokemon. And dog, I love all those games, dude. I'm big into games. When I touch a game, I am hyper focused on it for like 2 or 3 months. And then I just don't play games for like a month or two. And then I jump back on it immediately and hyper-focus again for a month. So like it's dangerous for me to touch a fucking controller because then I won't want to put it down. And I got shit to do, man. As a self-employed dude, I can't be doing that.
Yeah, it happens, you know. The hyper-focus, it can be a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm. hyper focus when I wanted to would be great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be a superpower.
Yes, it would most definitely would.
Now,
oh my goodness.
What would the big nasties, like perfect dinner, would be like? I already know what the dessert would be, but what would perfect he dinner? Have as an entree, as an entree, and as a main course?
As a main course?
Course, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I would think Big Nasty. Well, I see him as like a physical embodiment of a garbage disposal. Like he could eat whatever and he just, you know, like it doesn't matter. He'll eat it, right? So since he doesn't feel any like punishment for eating too much, he could literally eat whatever. So he would eat like, I guess, like a fucking ton of cheeseburgers, pizzas, ice cream, anything. He everything that will fucking kill you in the real life, he could just, oh yeah, and just fucking go crazy on it, because like he's not gonna suffer for it, he's not gonna feel anything, he's got no actual stomach, he's just eating because it tastes good.
Okay, but can he shit because it feels good?
I don't know, I haven't really thought about that. Because he can, but now I don't know whether to explain like he shits when he wants to or because he has to. But like, I guess he shits because he has to, but he eats because he wants to, put it that way.
Well, let's face it, taking a fat shit feels fucking great. Like those that weigh the same as a newborn baby, those shits are special.
The heavy ones that were coming out.
Yeah, but how do you feel afterwards? You like feel like a better man.
Mission accomplished, you know what I mean?
You're a better man afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Like you took a weight off your shoulders or from in, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could literally weigh yourself before and after taking one of those shits and it would be a big difference, like 4 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty significant. That's why you're supposed to weigh yourself in the morning after going to the bathroom or brushing your teeth or like before you eat breakfast and everything. This you're supposed to weigh yourself in the morning
after those morning cacas.
Yeah.
The morning cacas.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there? Do you have? Are you planning on buying yet another fancy demon mask on the near future?
Yes, I already have it in mind. I know what I want already. I own the Big Nasty mask, the Brimstone mask, the Moth mask, the Xeris mask, and then I actually bought like a vampire ghoul goblin mask that's only like half size, so it stops right at the neck. It's the one where like I did the weird voice, the at the peak of the high, my wallet permitted it. That one I did, that's the Grimrot, so I have like 5 of those, but I want to get a demon dog mask. It's on Immortals website. It's a dog, a black dog with glowing red eyes and long spiked ears. That's the one I wanted to get. And I've been hesitating because it's not money that's an issue or time. It's just like, I want to know what's the purpose for it. I want to get it and give it purpose. Like, am I getting it to introduce another demon? Am I getting it for a specific scene? Am I going to have Wet Socks turn into a demon and he becomes that mask or something? I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but that's just one of the masks that I have in mind already. But yeah, another one is already on my mind.
That sounds like the creepiest mask yet.
Yeah, like if you've seen it, look, if you go to Immortal Masks and type in like, you'll see, it's the one that looks like Anubis. It's like the long-mouthed... A dog skull mask. It's not called Hellhound. I think it's something else.
Will you ever buy? Okay, I'm looking at it. It looks creepy as fuck. It looks nice. It looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, especially with the glowing red eyes. Oh, dude. So great.
Now, I think I could consider you as a demon mask connoisseur, or overall a mask connoisseur.
Right? I don't think so, yeah. Yeah, I fancy the masks.
What's your thoughts on Kanye West's masks?
Kanye West masks?
Yeah, the ones he wears that are like spikes, like silver spikes.
Talk like the ones at the music awards and stuff?
Yeah.
I think those are actually pretty fucking dope. Like, it's just a solid silk pullover mask with spikes on it. I've seen some like in person before. Like when I went to Dragon Con, there was one that was like the pinhead dude from Slipknot, but like maximized. Yeah, it looked like a spiky sunball, and I wanted it, but I'm like, legs gonna hurt like putting on and off. Like, cause I know which ones. Like there are, there's the ones with studded spikes, and then there's the really long, pointy, sharp spikes. That's the one I saw and I wanted, but I'm like, I can't do nothing with that right now, as much as I like it. And then there was one that was like a mirror mask. Like you put it on and it just reflected everything around you, so it didn't look like you had a fucking head.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Okay. Can you see my camera? Can you see my screen?
I can see you.
Okay.
Talking to your microphone.
Okay. I want your opinions on these penis mask.
Oh my god, that's a dick mask.
Yeah.
Jeez, that looks like a fucking xenomorph baby.
What's your thoughts? What is there any possible context where someone should buy this?
Maybe if they were a dickhead, or if you wanted to give it to a joke to somebody, you'd be like, here, have this dickhead because you're a dickhead. Maybe what, like a funny birthday gift.
What would be the least amount of money you would need to get to use as mask in public for 24 hours?
What?
Yeah, you should. If you had to wear that mask 24 hours, no breaks, and going out on public while wearing that, what would be the least amount of money?
I can't do it. I can't do that. No breaks, no... Nah, I can't do that, bro. I already need a fucking breather just 1 hour into the big nasty mask. I can't do it. How much would it take?
What would be the least amount of money for you to do that?
Man, look, I'm putting myself out there too, bro. All right, maybe $3,000. I'll do it for $3,000.
$3,000. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Like,
I think that's significant enough to where I'll be like, okay, yeah, I can disregard anybody, whatever anybody says about me for $3,000 out on the street like this.
You could get a Rolex for less than that.
Yeah, no, I paid off my fucking bills that I owe for these masks already.
if anybody wants Jimmy Mendoza to wear a dickhead mask. That's now. Yeah, now you know how much money you need.
Yeah, y'all wanted to happen. $3,000 right here, right now. Come on, let's go. Going once.
Going twice.
All right, $4,000 now.
Maybe you will receive a DM when this podcast is posted.
Maybe, yeah.
From @randomdickhead.
@randomdickhead. And just want me to do it, yeah.
Hey, maybe that would be the ultimate mask to do like a homemade porno, you know? That would be a video that you wouldn't never forget.
Maybe, yeah.
Now, I have a beef with you that you don't even know about it, but I was going to become a stripper and Big Nasty was going to be my stripper name.
You could totally use Big Nasty, dog. Like, Big Nasty's real name is Dozame. That's just a nickname. Like, like, you know what happens when you say Big Nasty's real name three times? It's a whole Beetlejuice thing. You say Dozume three times, and he goes ballistic and goes into his original primal demonic mental state where, like, obliterate everything, consume all, and just leave nothing behind and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah,
Big Nasty.
It's a great nickname, but the name is already taken, you know? I thought it would be perfectly fitting for me. Like, I'm 6'6".
You can totally do it.
I'm good at dancing. I could be a great... But no, I can't do that unless I get the same mask as you.
Dude, you could totally do it. Because, like, one reason I added the 666 on the back after Big Nasty is so people know which Big Nasty it is. Because there's a lot of Big Nasties out there, but none of them got the 666 on there, bro. You know what I mean? Because nobody wants it. So I'll be happy to fucking take it. Let them know who I use.
I will have to, if there's many Big Nasties, I will be, have to be Big Nasty with 369s at the end of it.
369s, Big Nasty 69 420, LOL, YOLO 420.
Exactly, or Big Nasty / Coochie Man, you know?
Coochie Man, yeah, sure.
But yeah, you just told my stripper name for me. Now I have to go with Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy Long Legs. I think that's a good one too. I don't see that being one that's bad. Yeah, go for it, Daddy Long Legs. I think that'd be great. But you got to go on stage unshaven. Let them know what kind of daddy you are.
I barely grow leg hair, so it would be less like disappointing for me to shave my legs.
Yeah. Dude, I'm glad you brought it up. I got pretty boy legs, dude. Like, they're hairy as hell. But when you shave him down, fucking watch out, bro. I'll steal your man, bro. Make him want to touch this shit. Just smooth as hell. Baby smooth, bro. Like fresh out the womb, fresh.
Damn, boy.
It's like, why am I hitting my legs right now? But yeah, I feel that. Daddy Long Legs, go for it. Go for it.
Even when I train MMA and Muay Thai, and even my coaches would tell me that I have stripper legs.
Hold on, give me one second.
Yeah, don't worry.
Her name.
What?
No, the other cat tried to get into the room. That's all.
Okay. But yeah, like, let's face it. Imagine going to a male strip club and out of nowhere, just they introduce Big Nasty and a 6'6" guy appears in with some leopard Muay Thai shorts. I think I can pull it out.
Oh yeah, dude, do it. Pull it off. You have to do it now. I'm gonna be mad if you don't. We'll call OSHA.
I'll have to do it. I'll have at least to take the pictures with the leopard print. Muay Thai shorts. I need my sponsor to send them to me though.
Sponsor? Who's your sponsor?
Resilient Fight Gear. Buy some.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Gear. They make me want to boot.
You know, like my Muay Thai shorts are expensive, bro. Fight gear is expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't come cheap if they're expensive as the regular kind of pants that I'd be getting.
Exactly.
Or like, I mean, the shorts that I'd be using for sports and stuff. Like, I drop like for $40-$50 shorts, but I don't know how much Muay Thai shorts really are.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't thought about the relationship between Red Sox and Big Nasty as a romance. I just thought about it as a very, very wholesome bromance. You know, I'm very bromantic. Like, I'm not romantic at all. If I'm dating a girl, I won't be romantic at all. I don't know why. It's not in my nature. But I will kiss my homies goodnight.
Well, it's like that. It's just like, I don't know how to say it. It just happened. Like, the beginning videos, like, when I would do it, it just used to be for funsies. But now that I'm like doing more into it, it's like, why is Red Sox dealing with this demon if the demon's kind of a dick, you know? Why is the demon like hanging around with Red Sox if he's always a wet sock? And then one of the conclusions somebody put in the comments, they're definitely fucking. And I'm like, oh my God, they could be.
They
and
could
that's
be.
That's what I'm saying. Let the people come up with their own conclusions about that. I'm not going to like ruin their fun in the head that they got.
That now that you're saying that, I immediately had to imagine Big Nasty's demon cock. And it was spiky and scary.
Yeah.
But maybe White Sox is into some hardcore shit.
There was actually a video I did a while ago. Well, not a video, but a commission I had done by another artist friend of mine to draw White Sox, Big Nasty, and then their demon character in like a sexy porno movie poster kind of thing. And I never released it yet because like, I mean, I haven't done the skit for it yet, but I have it in mind.
It sounds horrible. I would love to watch that. Hey, let's face it. It's like a very weird bromance/romance.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the relationship that is, but without it. Trying to be what it is.
Yeah, I would imagine just like Big Nasty just drinking, well, eating arroz con leche like from a wine glass or a martini glass, trying to be very sexy, you know, wearing lingerie leather jacket.
He's got a little robe that he uses for his party times.
Yeah, that's true, But I would imagine him like wearing lingerie under the leather jacket, you know, that kind of guy,
as opposed to being like over his leather jacket.
Exactly, he's the kind of guy who wears wears socks while doing sexy time.
He loves the knee high socks, is what he do. He's the one who wears the knee high socks. I mean,
I think he would ask Wet Sox to use the Cristiano Ronaldo mask.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm just giving you a heads up. I might have to head out soon because it's almost 8 o'clock on my side. And I got to go take my dog over to one of my pets, one of my homies' place real quick for a little play date they got going on.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Now, this podcast is your moment to shine. You control the duration of this shit. You can control where you want this conversation to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really good to hear because I haven't done much podcasts or interviews or whatever things like that just because I've said I've been so busy before. I just really haven't had the time to do such a thing. Hold on, I gotta let my cat out real quick. Here you go, Lou. All right.
Now, you already told us what Big Nasty likes to eat, that he just like bushing. What makes you go crazy? What kind of food makes you go, okay, I was supposed to be on a diet now, but fuck this shit.
Me? Like me personally?
Yeah, you, Jimmy.
Oh, geez. Let's see. Oh, it's hard to decide, man. Cause like I have a lot of favorite foods. Like I actually really fucking love quesadillas when the chicken is done right, and you have the salsa verde on the side with arroz and un poco de frijoles. That's just like when you eat that, when the amounts of cheese that are in it, like three meat quesadillas, are fucking delicious. This is what some of the shit that I really love. That and. I don't know, man. You put me in a really tight spot because, like, I mean, I like a lot of foods, but quesadillas, I'll never say no to. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is kind of a very standard question for the podcast. Does pineapple belong or not into pizza? Does it belong in pizza, yes or no?
Oh, man. Let me follow up with another question. Does it taste good on pizza?
On my personal opinion, yes.
Well, there you go. I fully agree with that. If it tastes good on the pizza, then who's to say it doesn't belong on there? You know what I'm saying? It could be so wrong, but boy, does it fucking taste right. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, bro. I know what you're saying.
But yeah.
Now this is a big question for Big Nasty.
Uh-oh. What's up?
How many midgets can Big Nasty take on a fight?
How many what?
How many midgets can Big Nasty take on a fight?
I don't really know how to answer that question. Because it's never occurred in my brain to think like that.
Huh. Well, if you say he's real name three times, he's going to run out of midgets before he even needs to take a break, I think. Mm-hmm. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, my dog. I just started like putting water into the dog's bowl.
And then
I started drinking out of the water bottle that I was pouring out into the dog's bowl because I'm getting ready to head out soon in like a minute. So I'm just giving you the heads up again.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell to the audience listening to this podcast?
Let's see. As far as inspirational things, I think I have one in mind. Don't let what anybody else says or does get to you when it comes to whatever you're doing, because you decide who you are, not them. And that's really helped me when it came to making this content. When you get a lot of haters and shit, that shit don't determine who you are. You do. You are who you choose to be. And that's that.
Thank you very much, bro. It was amazing talking to you.
Likewise, man. Thank you for having me on here, bro. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much.